Ну вот мы наконец добрались.
Now we have come
нашего любимого друга,
to our beloved friend and teacher Lao.
Камбоджиец.
He is from Cambodia.
Вы можете видеть его лицо.
You can see his face.
Вот прямо вот его лицо.
It's right here. Here.
Он почти совместился с моим телом.
He is almost superimposed with my body.
Такого шляпа. Вот.
His head.
Как у вьетнамцев мы наблюдали.
Looks like a straw hat of Vietnamese people.
Он весь стоит из любви.
He is made of love.
Вот он вымыл монастырь так, что
he washed the cloister, and my jacket got wet when I was going through bushes.
Когда мы здесь приходим к нему,
when we are coming here and having a lunch,
ну вот он весь прямо, вот он
прикасается, cares, he touches our food.
Весь состоит из любви,
he is totally made of love care.
Вот это очень важно.
This is very important. I want to stress this.
Вот такими должны
быть духовные лидеры. This is a true example of a true spiritual leader. Not arrogant, so that everyone has to approach me only on knees.
А только пятиться задом можно. А наоборот,
вот
нежная любовь, забота.
Tender love, care.
Истинные качества,
these are true qualities. This is was taught by Jesus. I don't know if Lao read or not the New Testament, but this is not important. It is important that this is a true spiritual leader. I recalled the words of Lao Tzu.
Дао – существо нежное.
Дао is a tender being.
Это очень важные слова.
These are important words. Дао, that is God, in the aspect of Creator, Holy Spirit, and also in the form of Avatar, is a tender being.
Стремясь к тому, чтобы стать божественными,
going to divinity,
должен.
Every one of us has to develop this quality, all such qualities, develop them in oneself. But it can be developed correctly only from spiritual heart. If one tries to imitate this, then it looks sickly sweet, a clearly visible
неискренность,
insincerity
таких проявлений,
of such manifestations.
Истинная любовь может исходить только,
true love can originate only from spiritual heart, developed heart.
Немножко насчет истории монастыря.
A few words about the history of the cloister of Lao. Интернациональный
монастырь.
It was an international cloister.
Там были вьетнамцы.
In Cambodia. There were Vietnamese people, Laotian people. There were hundreds of people.
Из них, как говорил Лао, около 100, и это очень
много. Lao says that about hundreds of them attained self-realization in the abode of the Creator. This is a very good figure. And many others approached or even entered the state of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the methods that were used in this cloister, the methodology were true, were correct. But then troops came that call themselves communists, but in fact they were anti-communists. Communism is a good word, but the realizators of these ideas made it directly opposite. So these troops came, destroyed, shoot all monks. By the way, it was a cloister with men and women
по характеристикам их тел последних конкретных. Смешанный монастырь, так называемый.
So-called mixed cloister. So all monks and nuns were shot, the leaders were tortured to death, but all of them were grateful to their murderers, because with the help of murderers, the earthly life was ended, and all of them achieved true freedom in spirit. When true spiritual adepts are murdered, they are glad, because they achieved true final liberation without necessity to be incarnated again. Life without earthly troubles. For such people, death is good. Why this cloister is important for us? Organized here by Lao. In this remarkable part of forest, on these meadows,
Лао
shows us the methods how to achieve in the most short way the paradise, or even to enter the state of Holy Spirit, or even to enter the abode of the Creator. What was the practice in his cloister in Cambodia? It was a cloister located near a beautiful lake in a remarkable energetics. The cloister was full of bed flowers. Here nearby, on non-physical plane, we can see these bed flowers, red flowers, most likely poppies, fragrance. Students practiced sitting meditations. After special trainings on mastering the first step of centering, that is, mastering concentration in anahata. Then they move to the second stage of centering. They move the consciousness into the consciousness of the earth and merge with her, with paradise soul. Those who cognize it, they become inhabitants of paradise. The most subtle realms of Purusha or paradise and vast soul, which is called earth. People call her earth. When we merge with her, when we habituate ourselves to this state, then after the death of bodies, we appear in paradise, and during the life in body, we live in remarkable states, if we never leave them. And so, they extend spiritual hearts, merge with consciousness of the earth, and then they approach with hands of consciousness every living being, flowers, birds, fishes, and say, I love you. Say it not with physical mouth, but with consciousness. And so, from paradise, when a man became big consciousness in paradise, it's very easy to move into the abode of the Creator. It was achieved by the best students of Lao, and by him first of all. This was the fame of this remarkable cloister, and the same ideas with our help Lao wants to bring to Russian people. Please, friends, work, and self-realization is very close. One has to become love in everything, in all manifestations, and first of all in emotions. And Lao gave us a poem for mastering this theme.
Дал стихотворение, ну, в котором
in this poem,
вот эта методика,
this methodics
отображена
is presented
в поэтической форме,
in the form of poetry. It's a meditation.
Утро,
a morning,
рождение,
a birth,
рассвет,
a dawn.
В сердце зажги
in flame слова. The words in your heart.
Я люблю тебя, солнечный
свет. I love you, the light of the sun.
Любовь над планетой.
Love over the planet Earth.
В тихую гладь.
At a calm surface of water.
Улыбаясь утро.
A smiling morning looks.
Пением птиц.
The singing of birds at dawn.
Я люблю тебя.
Says.
Говорит.
I love you.
На ладонях
the hands
травинки
of grass give drops of dew to the sun.
Благоуханием
with tender fragrance
я люблю
the flowers
говорят цветы
say I love you.
Нежной густой
the air around is filled
воздух вокруг
with tender deep love.
От деревьев
it brings kisses
поцелуи
from the flowers
в объятиях дано
to the trees.
Посмотри,
look,
все вокруг
everything
живое.
Around is living.
Повтори им,
repeat,
люблю тебя.
I love you.
В колыбелях им ветер
the wind
качает,
rocks them in cradle
тайны,
and whispers
всего бытия.
The secrets of the world. Take everything living in the hands of the fiery heart, like in the lake of pure light, your eye will dissolve, disappear. Inside, there is only tender calm of purity and transparency,
в которых сама земля,
the earth herself
говорит,
says
мною,
you love by me.
Единый
and one
Бог,
universal God
океаном любви
as an ocean of life behind the back
говорит,
says
кто творит здесь
who
любовь,
creates love is one in heart with me.
Вот вся методология постижения рая,
the whole methodology of cognition of paradise and moving from paradise into the abode of the Creator. This poem from Lao. Lao have learned to speak Russian because it's one thing to give information in the form of thoughts.
Эта передача идет
in this case,
вовне языковой
the information is given in a non-verbal form.
Получатель информации сам
the receiver of information converts it into his verbal form to write it down or to give it to others.
Стихи,
but if
получаем стихи,
we receive poem,
тот, кто эти стихи
it means that the one who gives the poem can speak language. So Lao, when he moved to Russia, And because he wants to help Russian people learn to speak Russian, and so that he can give poems in the form of poetry, he gives his teaching, the teaching of God. In this way, very simple, God can be recognized. And not in the way in which many people think it to be. This is the words of God directly given to you. Love and you will become God. God is love. To become God, one must become love. And one can become love in this way, through developing spiritual heart and through mastering all its functions completely.